The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio right here at KCNR.
Give me some of that energy. Love it, Carl. 5
FM AM. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 18th of October. Dun, 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 dun. And it's 7:05 in the morning, which means the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina, who has done a makeover on her hair.
Hello, hello. Very good morning.
I still recognize you.
No, I think it's wonderful. You know, I've been there before. I've been that color.
I've seen photos. In fact, you've been a redder.
Been redder than that.
I will be too.
Yeah, so there's a process because Christina has been blonde, and I love the fact, and when I was your age, I would change my, I changed my hair a lot. I would be black. I was everything but primary, you know. But,
do you remember what primary was? Do you remember what your original hair color is?
Yeah, I'm chestnut brown.
Okay.
So kind of what the bottom of my hair is now. But anyway, so Christina showed me a picture yesterday, and I said, go for it. It's hair. Guess what? You can cut it. It grows. You can change the color in a day or two and go back to what you wanted. Red's hard to get out. You know, you have to. But anyway, so you look beautiful. Anyway, thank you. And I just want to say, Christina, you look great.
Thank you so much. On to the weather.
We still have a red flag warning. I just want to tell everybody. It's currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. And with that flag warning, that's calling for a gust of wind up to 26 miles per hour. You know what
or
we saw yesterday.
Or
yes.
More.
Very windy yesterday. And it might die down tonight with 21. So as you progress through the week.
PG&E sent out warning saying they may turn off the power, and it started yesterday,
okay.
And it may go all the way through Saturday.
All right.
So stand by. And that was out at South Fork, in that area.
Okay.
So.
Oh, thanks for that. And it looks like that's going to last throughout the weekend here with the red flag warning with high winds. But warmer weather today was 75 and tomorrow 85. And I hope that's a good reading of weather for you, Jim. We love our Jim.
In the mid, you know, you go through, and by next Tuesday, it's just in the mid.
Great.
We just don't want to read the numbers.
I love the fact, first of all,
which equates to corn popping.
Sending you love, hugs, and kisses, because it's nice when you have somebody who is such a consummate professional.
Oh, my God.
That he listens and he gives. You always need tips. I don't care how good you are as a musician, a singer, an actor. Whatever profession it is, it's always wonderful to have somebody that you respect that can give you, how to become better at your craft. So I really appreciate that, Jim, always. Again, 53 degrees in the downtown studios in our moment here that we have every Friday morning is our Haven Humane Pet of the Week. And with us is our beautiful, beautiful, can I say that?
You can say whatever
your
you
wonderful
want.
Spirit, Katrina. Yeah,
you just thank you.
Yeah, it's always great to see you on a Friday morning. I love it when I'm here because I get to see you, and you always bring in a different spirited animal. So who do we have today?
I have with me Beckham. Well, I guess he kind of brought me here more so.
Beckham has the biggest head of any dog you've ever brought in the studio, period.
I think so. He's a 2-year-old pitty. He's definitely like that short, squat, big-headed kind of pitty.
I mean, we're talking big head, folks. It's almost like a cartoon.
He kind of does look like a cartoon, and he has really big, goofy eyes. He just makes you smile when you look at him. And he's mostly gray, but he has some like white on his chest. And he definitely just has that really, like, fun-loving, pity personality that I know a lot of pet lovers really love.
He does. I mean, he comes up to you, and he bumps you. He bumped my hand and then licked it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, let's see.
He's put his paws
and
up on the table
a few times.
And
you know what? And as I said to Katrina, I said, well, you know, he disguises that pity look. I mean, if you drew a picture of a pit bull,
oh no,
it would be Beckett.
Well, take no, take about 4 more inches on the jawline than what you actually think a pity is, and then that's Beckham. Well, because
pretty much
some pits have big heads. And oh. It's like like Labradors. Some they call them blockheads. The Labrador, the Labradors, and but he is such a nice dog. He is so nice.
He is. He's very exuberant. I know with him, like I would say, the biggest thing, like training wise, is because he's so exuberant. He's that kind of dog where if people come over, he's going to jump on them. He's going to lick them. He gets really excited. He loves to jump up and give people hugs. Like he wants to jump up and like wrap his arms around you. And get pets. So definitely if you're not a big fan of that, if that's something I would say you need to work with him on. But luckily, he's very treat and toy motivated, so I think he's going to be a very easy dog to train for that reason.
He's bend it like Beckham. You know, that's what we call him, Beckham. He's going to be loving his balls. Okay, so, and he's, the color of Beckham is like a shadow gray.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
He is. He really is. He really is pretty.
So if you want to... an experience, like, yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, wish we had.
Well, hi, Beckett.
Yeah, how old is he? Beckham. How old
Beckham?
Is he?
About 2 years old.
Okay,
I think.
So okay. We've got some
now,
time.
He's gray with this white patch down his chest, a little white on his paws. Where did he come from?
Came in as a stray.
Okay.
How could he come in as a stray? How do you miss this dog? I mean, oh.
Yeah.
The dog, how would you not miss him?
Yeah.
And, you know. That's too bad, because he's been, you know, it's like Buford. Whoever had Buford before we got him obviously had given him some affection.
Yeah, and training.
And some training.
Yeah.
But then you wonder, well, how did that happen?
Yeah.
And then with Beckett, I could see Beckett becoming part of somebody's family.
Honey. His name is Beckham.
Beckham.
You've got it in
Beckham.
Your mind. He always teases me. Once you got it in your mind, that's it.
Well there is no Beckham, like bend it like
Beckham.
Yeah,
bend it like Beckham. Like David
got
Beckham.
Got it. I was thinking
guy.
Like, you know, the priest that was killed by Henry VIII.
okay.
That would be reaching.
That's right for us.
It starts with Beck. It just ends with, yours ends with M.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Oh, is it, oh... It's not free anymore.
Actually, so fun thing. It actually is. So Bissell ended, but now we're taking part in a really special event through Subaru. So there's the Subaru Loves Pets campaign, and Reading Subaru is taking part in that.
Oh.
And what that is they actually are sponsoring adoption fees for us through the rest of the month.
Oh, wow. Well, let's give a big shout out to
Reading Subaru.
Of Reading,
locally owned, man. That's just, you know,
that's
shout
cool.
out. That's fantastic.
So you could go in. And find Beckham.
Yeah.
And take Beckham home today because he has been neutered. He's been chipped. He's gotten his shots. And he's ready to go home.
Yeah. And I can't wait. Buford, after you leave, Buford will be free in the studio. And he's going to go crazy. Where's the dog? Where's the dog? I want to go play.
And I tell you what, if he's a player, I mean, does he like to play? How is he with the other dogs?
He loves to play. He's very playful with other dogs.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of funny, though. We did notice about him that if someone is paying attention to another dog, he gets very sad, and he'll whine at you if he's not getting all the attention. So he's very silly, but he does like playing with other dogs and interacting with them. And then he absolutely loves toys. And he's that kind of dog where if you just throw a bunch of toys at him, he will entertain himself for a long time. He's not one that, like, wants to play fetch with you. He's one that will just run around with toys, going wild, like, on his own, which is nice if you don't have a ton of time to, you know, play a really long game with him or take him on a super long walk. He's pretty satisfied.
How's he
with
on
just
the leash?
Toys.
You need to work a little bit on price. Need to work a little bit on the leash?
A little bit. He actually doesn't pull as much as I expected him to.
Oh, yeah.
But he can when he wants to. He's a strong boy, and he's very low to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
So if he sees something...
He can pull my truck to work.
So if he sees something, he's going to pull...
With his teeth. That is just
his
teeth.
He's one... If I put a little harness on him, and I could say gas that way.
Yeah,
just say, take me to work, Beckham. Yeah. And Beckham would just trot down here. Pulling my truck. Yeah.
You'd love
this is a fun dog. You know what? And how is he around? Do we know about kids? Or is it a worry because he gets exuberant? But
he's very kind and loves kids. He's just the type that he is going to jump on them. So it's something you would want to train out of him.
Something
you got to
work out of him. Yeah, you can do that. But he's just a friendly dog. He's not loud. He's just, you just look at his face and his face says, I want to love you.
Well, one more time, we're talking about this with people who've lost a pet, lost a loved one on many levels, and we can only say that we waited for 3 years after Snooki's passing, and we every day we just say what a joy our dog has been through Haven Humane. We got, I mean, and it feels good to know that you've saved a life, you know. And she, I think, a lot of times they do more for us than we do for them.
Right.
That's what I'm coming to say with the stage of my life and having, you know, animals that you know, yes, it takes energy and time, but it's so worth it. It's just so great.
It's
a completion. It feels like a completion.
And then when you go up like to the dog park and they, oh, we're, you know, we got him from Haven Humane, then you find out that many
a
of
lot
the people
of
up there got their dogs
right
from Haven Humane. You guys are heroes.
Yeah.
Haven Humane is heroes.
Yeah.
So
thank you,
okay.
Katrina.
Thank you.
And coming up, we've got, wow.
Scott Seaton.
Yes, we have the maestro,
and
the true maestro of
the music is starting again.
Of the Shasta Symphony. Can't
there
wait.
There you go. Okay.
And let's take a break.
We'll be right
we'll
back.
We'll do our reads when we come back.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North States Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. there. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson pipes and drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Nundabot. 7:21 in the morning here on the 18th of Friday of October. You've finished up another work week. We haven't yet, but we're closing in on it. Okay, here's some things going on. Harvest Bazaar, and this thing is at the All Saints Episcopal Church. Linda gets there with Lori at like 8:30 in the morning, gets first in line.
Yeah, we do.
And then they can be
yearly thing.
And some lady tried to cut in front of them one time and just kind of walked to the front of the line and was quickly put back in her place. It's everything there. It's antiques and collectibles, Christmas shopping, jewelry and art, baked goodies, plant sales, baskets you can draw up. I mean, you always find some things there for presents.
Yes,
for
I do. And also they have beautiful baked goods in the back where you can take home some wonderful pies and cookies and things that you can give to your staff, or if you're just want to have some things that you maybe want to give as presents. Anyway, great
stuff. And then the North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2024 is occurring right now. It's yesterday it started, and today it continues, and it's for all homeless veterans and veterans and their families. It's a hand up, not a handout. And if you want to help, you want to go down there and volunteer and help out, you just give Jim a call at 530-356-0342. It ends tomorrow around noontime, but the veterans that are there are getting a job services and unemployment information, medical services. Shasta County Veterans Service Office is there. Social Security people are there. The driver's license and identification information from the DMV is going to be available. Veterans Administration benefits, all of this. Plus, there's three meals a day by the head chef out there at Enterprise High School, whose kids win awards every year. Who's also a veteran there. So this is going on. And there's other things also that are happening in the near future, but we'll get to those.
We're going to get to that right now because we are going to be celebrating, and we can't even believe it. Scott Seaton is in the house, our maestro of a North State Symphony. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How
is it? And I can't believe it. 10 years. I just remember 10 years was not too long ago. We were in the little station over there.
You still look like you're 15.
And he's married. He's happy.
I guess I'm lucky that way.
Yeah, you are very.
$40,000 to get a crew cut.
I don't know. We'll
see. How about all new brass instruments for the symphony?
Maybe if we gave new instruments to all the kids in the North State, I'll
I like that. And that's just an inside joke.
I've entered that big lotto, and it could happen.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to go down to a man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, with me.
We're teasing him, but that's on another subject matter. Because
you know what?
Scott, we met Scott because he was in competition 10 years ago several other renowned conductors.
And we interviewed them all.
We interviewed every one of them. And it was...
Who was going to become the new North State Symphony Maestro, the person in charge of these two,
all of this.
You know, between Chico here and the Cascade or where you perform, and you were chosen.
And you do this.
Now it's 10 years
and
later.
And you chose us.
And it was kind of, for us, it was easy because Scott not only knew his stuff. I mean, what kind of questions he asked him? So which note should you start off on in the 1812 Overture? You know, but he was very personable. And if you're going to have somebody that's going to be bringing people in and your ideas of how to do it.
Yeah. The world of you know, the awful term classical music, which, you know, is antiquated but it's about making that accessible because it can be a scary term. So as long as we all have this conversation that all the music that we do at the symphony is accessible to all of us and can relate to all of us because it's stories of our time that happened, you know, hundreds of years ago or whenever they, you know, where pieces were written that are still happening today. So, and plus all the pieces and all the songs and all the artists today were eventually, you know, they all stemmed off from this popular music, which is just older. So it's all connected. It's all connected.
So I love the fact that
it's like people still value, Chuck Berry. You know, today's rock. I mean, you know, some of you know they all they go back to people like the Beach Boys and the Beatles, and people don't even, which is scary. A lot of people have no idea who the Beatles are.
Really?
And I know, isn't that it's scary when you think about it because they were the. Okay, I'm sorry, I just broke in, but you know I am. I'm just such a music guy, and we got him to 8 o'clock.
We do. Okay, that's great.
Around there, sure. Yeah. It reminds me of that movie Yesterday, where the Beatles didn't exist. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, and that guy, and he knew about him, and he started writing. He just started rewriting
just
their songs.
Just taking their songs,
yeah. Yeah, and it was a huge. Wouldn't that be cool?
You know what I love that you do though that you brought into, and I like how you contemporize what you just said just a moment ago about how if you can. Look at all this music. You can it's relatable in modern times, and this is something that you do before each performance.
Oh yeah,
is you do a talk and you're young. I mean, if you've not seen Scott Seaton, and maybe you've been there. I mean, you just bring this exuberance and youthful energy, and then be able to bring it into layman's terms.
Let's try something different. Let's let Scott talk. Okay.
Well, I just want to add on to that. So if you have had ups and downs in life, come to this concert. If you have ever been in love, come to our February concert. If you've ever been suppressed by the man, come to our May concert.
Suppressed by the man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have Shostakovich on that concert, so it's a whole thing. But,
okay. So, okay, now, so it's tomorrow.
What is it? Yeah, 19th. Today's Friday. Oh, it's tomorrow. Wow.
It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It starts at 7:30, but we'll get into that. Yeah. I have to be there early. And what's it going to be?
So tomorrow is, this weekend is again, a celebration of my 10 years at the symphony. And I'm starting with, I based it around the two big pieces that I performed as my first concert, on my first concert as music director way back in the day. So we're going to do Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which is... Which is probably
it's one of the few ones that everybody knows, but they don't know what it is.
Yeah, so Beethoven 5, you know, the most famous piece of music in the history of the world, and Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, which, you know, we also did on the same concert. And we're also featuring our young artist winners on this concert, which, you know, we had Oliver Moore, who performed with us in 2019 as a high school winner. Is now a collegiate winner and just on the verge of a major career. We're very excited to have him, and we're also excited to feature Catalina Huss, who is an oboist from Chico, and she's just got a beautiful oboe sound and going to play some Mozart oboe concerto for us. So
now, Oliver, you said, I mean, high school and now collegiate.
Yeah.
Where is his career taking him now?
Well, honestly,
somebody like him.
And I talked to him about this on occasion because he thinks that I know things, so he asks me advice sometimes. Like, well, because after he won in the high school division, he went and studied in Kansas City, and then he came back, and now he's at the San Francisco Conservatory. So he's doing all the right things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my advice to someone like Oliver is, you know, get connected. Go somewhere where there's a lot of musicians and just build your circles, because he's going to get a lot of work when people know who he is. So
you didn't recommend that he join the Marines for 4 years.
And
get in the band there.
He could also do that.
He could also do that.
There's lots of paths to a career in music.
We had a young man that played piano. Or was it the drums or the piano?
Piano.
Good kid.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really good. Joined the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah.
He's back.
He was in the Marine Corps band, and now he's back
after that.
Yep. So he spent his 4 years playing music.
Well, you know,
because the Marine Corps recruits for
absolutely.
I mean, maybe, you know, it may not be his brand, but where he had 4 years of playing music and getting paid.
And you get in really good shape. I mean, you already have to be top notch to get in any of the armed forces bands.
Yeah.
But I mean, they really take you to the next level. So I was almost in the Air Force bands myself. So
we have friends that were in the Navy band and
right.
things.
And they're fantastic players.
Yeah, they are.
All right, we got to take a break. We're here with Scott Seaton, the maestro of the wonderful North State Symphony.
We're talking
about a lot of stuff because it's 10 years now that he's graced the North State, that here at the Cascade Theater, as well as Chico at the Laxham Auditorium. And we're talking about the 10th anniversary concert coming up tomorrow night and also Sunday in Chico. More on that when we come back from these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, always your talk radio, connecting you with community and streaming as well on KCNR1460.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a small bank that's won national awards for being so good. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. Local board of directors, Matt Mosley is the president of Cornerstone Community Bank. He kind of grew up here. Everybody knows the Mosley family. It kind of tells you about their links to our community. If you want more information, go to bankcornerstone.com or do like we do, since Cornerstone is our bank, is you just got a question, just walk down to one of the branches. They're really friendly. I think of them as the Cheers of banks. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Scott Seaton with more information about tomorrow's concert.
Also, you can
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festival Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our 9th fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you need him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Extreme left or extreme right politics have no place in Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues impacting our quality of life. We need someone who listens and gets results. I'm Joe Comenti, and I serve with Mary Rickard on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Rickard has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation and crime. Mary has the experience to move Shasta County forward. Vote Mary Rickard November 5th, a common sense conservative.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, if that doesn't get your blood pumping,
does
that just make you
Beethoven's Fifth?
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about that. We'd like to hear history on.
We're here with Scott Seaton, who is the conductor, the maestro of the North State Symphony, and the which includes not just Reading but Chico, but he's also the head guy in several other places, and he's been with us for 10 years. This is his 10-year anniversary. So, tell us about it.
Well, Beethoven 5 was written at a time where he was just starting to feel his inner ailments. You know, he was just starting to realize his hearing was deteriorating at a pretty rapid rate.
And how old was he at this point?
So it was 1804, 1802-ish. So he was born in, 1770? So
early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And so it was hard. He contemplated suicide a couple years before that. He wrote a giant letter to his family called the Heiligenstadt Testament. And I was like, I thought about walking into the river, but it was my art that held me back. So, and fortunately for us, you know, we're left with all these wonderful, world-changing pieces. But the Fifth is special because, you know, we came out of the Fourth Symphony, which is very beautiful, very melodic, very compact, and the Fifth, He tries to redefine what a symphony is, because think about it, four notes, bum 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 bum.
Yes.
Like, that's not a melody.
No.
that's a rhythm.
It's like a statement.
How do you make a melody? Bum 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 bum. I mean, it sounds like insanity, which it actually was at that time.
It feels like I'm losing,
But it's this incredible journey in just 30 minutes from really angry, dark C minor, which you just heard, using these four notes and sort of the introduction of these four notes, and then the transformation to this jubilant, optimistic, just brilliance in the finale.
Coming to peace with it, maybe.
Well, it's more of, coming to peace. It's just realizing all the good things.
Right.
that are around us. So it's, you know, it's also the first time in the finale that trombones are introduced to the symphony ever.
Really?
So trombones, you know, they sat there for 20 minutes in the first part. And then finally, bum, 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 bum. And it's just like, wow, we get to play for the first time ever.
Now, did they have trombones? I know they had trumpets. And they had different sounding horns.
Yep.
But was the trombone actually an instrument in those days?
Well, yeah, it was an instrument. It just wasn't used in the orchestra until Beethoven said, you know, it's ridiculous. We're not using this incredible brassy asset.
Right,
so,
right.
But, yeah, and, you know, the symphony plugs along. It's got this, you know, lilting, dancey second movement. And the third movement just starts very dark, very sort of subdued. It's like we've stepped back into the dark world for a minute. And you have the cellos and the basses murmuring in the background. And then all of a sudden, the piercing motive comes out. It's subtle most times, but right here in the third movement, ya-ba-ba-ba-ya-da-da-da. And then it fades away again. You have this static section where the timpani is just very light pulses, like almost no beat at all. And then this giant crescendo, and then the last movement starts without pause. It's just all the way into it, and then nonstop until the end. Just gets faster and faster and faster.
Now, you're Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.
And you said that was of course, people, when they think of them, it was the 1812 Overture and the shooting shotguns
sure.
in
yeah,
the back
yeah, yeah.
and all this stuff, but that's not what's going to be.
No, it's the first piano concerto. So, you know, Tchaikovsky was known for being a great writer of melody. So the melody at the beginning of the first piano concerto is probably one of his most well-known melodies. I can't sing today. So everyone knows that melody, and just the virtuosic playing that's required of the pianist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funny story is when Tchaikovsky played it for his friends, Nikolai Rubinstein and one other fellow who I can't remember, in 1874, he sat down in his room, played the piano, and played through the entire first movement, and they sat there in silence. And he wrote in a letter to his benefactor later, Nadezhda von Meck, you know, it was so frustrating. They just sat there. You know, imagine being a chef preparing a meal for your friends, and they sit there in silence and eat it. And then so they didn't respond. And then he played through the rest of the piece, expecting, you know, they would chime in.
Right.
Not a word. And then finally, Rubinstein starts to talk after Tchaikovsky about loses it. And he's like, oh, yeah. Okay, so this page is awful. This melody is horrible. This is impossible. You know, this one page here is good. But the whole thing is basically garbage, and you need to rewrite it. So Tchaikovsky, you know, his inner Russianness, he didn't take very well to that. So he stood there, and then finally he said, I'm not going to change a word or a note. Not a single note is going to be changed. And the other part of that is Rubinstein was on the score, like it was going to be dedicated to him, and he crossed it off.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he approached this other pianist, Hans von Bülow, who took the piece to America, to Boston, where it had its premiere in America. Isn't that funny?
Fabulous.
And then it was a huge success. The word got back to Tchaikovsky. He was still shaken from the experience
right.
with Rubinstein. But then it just became one of those big pieces in the repertoire
yeah.
that every pianist has to know. Yeah.
You know, I love the story. It gives me chills. And this is, I know, let me just say this, Scott. This is the thing that makes it magic for people who think the classical is beyond reach.
Mm-hmm.
For you to tell these stories brings this humanity that these were created by human beings. And it's so historical and so real. How many people have not been there playing or reading or doing something for somebody and they say nothing and they come back and you want the critique, but then you get mad from the critique and you're like, you know what? I'm doing it my way. All right, go ahead.
Now, this is also another reason that you need to get there early. So 6:30
is the pre-talk. It's always very informative. You always get to talk to the soloists, in this case the young artists. So if you want to ask them any questions, you'll hear about their backgrounds. I'll give you more of a sonic roadmap for the bigger pieces on the program. So, yeah, it's a good time.
And I tell you, having seen Scott do this, he does this with such joy. And what he just told us about Tchaikovsky and how two guys he trusted just didn't say anything. He said, yeah, this is a bunch
I thought maybe they were in awe.
This is a steaming pile of bull. And he goes, And then the one he dedicates it to.
Yeah.
Takes his name off it. Oh,
and
my God.
It becomes like
these
this world
are the kind of things you hear when you get there at 6:30.
And that it was debuted in Boston.
Yep. Boston, Massachusetts.
Is it because he wanted to take it to people with lesser ears? Or
Well, no. Hans von Bülow was our, he already had a tour planned in America.
Okay.
So, and since Rubinstein was out of the picture, he's like, well, take this piece. And he was excited about it. And, you know, played the heck out of it in Boston. They loved it, even encored the last movement of it. And then, here's the other funny part of the story, is the Russian premiere in Moscow, Rubinstein was there, and he's like, oh, it's just a brilliant piece, one of your finest, you know.
He's saying it then.
Oh, yeah. He's like, don't change your note, you know, and when you write your second concerto, keep me in mind. I want to be, you know, the dedicated person to it.
and did he do it?
Oh, he passed away, but I think the relationship had mended, so he probably could have.
He could have. Yeah. It's going to be, you had your chance.
But sometimes your greatest work is through your nemesis.
Yeah.
Remember, we've seen some of these tennis specials. And
they push
like,
you to a higher level.
They push
level.
You to a, like a level you're not going to get to.
We're here with Scott Seaton. Can we hold you for a few minutes?
Yeah, please.
On the other side.
Because I want to talk about when you go to this, there's, you know, you'll hear people talking about, how you're supposed to behave. Mm-hmm. And your idea is a little bit different than other people on it. But we'll talk about that as we get back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a great guy. He's been repairing windshields for over 30 years. He has gone through all the schools, and he has developed his own way that he brings your vehicle into a controlled climate, fixes your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. That's right. Don't take a chance with your family's safety. Have Jeff Wurst take a look at your windshield, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, or an RV with the big windshields. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis and get it repaired by a master windshield repair specialist, Jeff Wurst. You're not going to be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Scott Seaton.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Inviting cultures beyond borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You know, welcome
back. I
want
to cry. It brings so much. It never gets old.
That song, or that piece, is something else that people have heard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And writers throughout history since then have stolen parts of that. And you'll hear it in other song, you know, other arrangements have nothing to do with classical music.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
In this. We're here with Scott Seaton, who's the maestro, the head man of the North State Symphony. We've got a concert tomorrow night. It's going to be
at the Cascade Theater.
Beethoven's Fifth and Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto.
Yep. Tickets available.
Tickets are available.
You can probably even go to the box office.
We strongly recommend. It starts at 7:30. It should be there at 6:30. Take your seats, because Scott's going to come out and talk to you about the concert. You get to meet the young artists who are going to be featured.
The symphony.
You get to ask him questions about it. And then also to talk to you about the decorum. Because some people say, you don't make a move. You don't make any noise for the whole time.
Don't hoot and applause and all that stuff. Yeah.
And that's not true,
no,
you told us.
No, it's so, I mean, composers pretty much built in when it's okay to relax and clap. If you like something, you clap. I mean, if a movement ends and there's a pause before the next movement, but if you really, you know, appreciated what you just heard, please, you know, you're free to respond however you would like. If you want to dance for 15 seconds and but in all seriousness, like it's whatever kind of moment, the moment is for you. You know, like we're done for a split second. You can take that moment and show appreciation, or you can sit there in silence. I am fine either way. The orchestra is fine. We're not going to throw you a dirty look if you do something.
Because displaying your joy and hearing something that's so beautiful. And how many
bring a hanky
musicians are going to be with you tomorrow?
About 65.
65, yeah. Just imagine. Really good.
Brilliant.
Musicians,
top of their careers.
Are going to be there, including the two young artists.
Yep.
Who have been recognized, Oliver Moore and Catalina Huss.
Yep.
Are going to be there.
And oboe and piano.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Performing. When did you know that you wanted to be the guy in charge?
So, pretty early, I would say. when I was a young boy and had just moved to Tennessee when I was in, at the end of fifth grade, I didn't have access to live music, even though I was on the outskirts of Nashville. My parents, mm-hmm. we never went to concerts downtown because it just wasn't, you know, we couldn't afford it. It wasn't something we would do. So I would always watch TV. You know, Boston Pops was on TV. They did their big July 4th thing, their big mm-hmm. holiday specials, and just you know, seeing how fun the symphony could be. Even though I'm a saxophonist, I don't think I ever envisioned myself in a career playing saxophone. Music I loved, and also math I loved. So when I went to college, I just kind of, I kept going with the things that I loved doing. I love numbers, so I studied math. I love music, so I kept playing saxophone. And eventually, because I was also studying conducting on the side, you can't study conducting as an undergrad. So you have to do it, find your own way to do it. At the end of my sophomore year in college, I got so stressed out trying to do everything.
Right.
Which is, you know, a young person tries to do too much.
Is that when you got into cycling?
No, I was barely even running at that point.
Okay.
I was an average college student eating all the time, and just my metabolism was so high.
Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
You went to Vandy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who just had a huge win against Alabama.
Oh, like, it was epic. Did they? And by the way,
that goalpost, they tore that crap down. It was gone.
And then they carried it through the streets and threw it in the river. And they got, and Vandy got fined $100,000.
Chump change. They don't care about that.
We have 4 minutes left. I know, that was great. But so you're going to Vandy, you're doing math, you're doing, and I'm tracking with
so
you. You're doing
so
math, you're doing sax and conducting on the track.
Yeah. At the end of my sophomore year, I was just, you know, I was not sleeping very much because I was doing math homework, differential equations until like 4 a.m. Like, I just couldn't do it all. So I called every professional musician I had ever met. I was like, do you think I have what it takes to be a musician? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Well, the point of that process was my self-realization that I couldn't picture myself being an actuary or something like that, sitting in an office 9-to-5. So I had to be a musician. So just completely dedicated myself to becoming the best performer that I could be before I really focused on conducting.
All right.
So,
were you playing gigs then?
I was just immersed in school pretty much.
Okay,
then I was conducting concerts for fun on the side.
Okay.
Because Vanderbilt is the Harvard of the South. And
well, Harvard is the Vanderbilt of the North. So.
Okay, that's what it is. And it's not an easy school.
This man is an alma mater boy.
I graduated from the Peabody.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, was Peabody there when you were?
Peabody, Vanderbilt.
It was there.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great school.
It is a great school, and it's the education side mm-hmm. of Vanderbilt. But going back to it, so then you knew,
mm-hmm.
and so then you've grown through the years, and we've run out of time. And now, here you are. 10 years with us up here. Is this what's your next step?
I don't think about next steps. I think about I think about community impact and being in places that I enjoy being and making music that is meaningful and can connect people to the stories of the composers and the stories of ourselves. And that's really the important thing to me. Is the North State Symphony is a brilliant orchestra, and we can do anything, and we're going to keep doing that.
We need to score some tickets for Saturday.
Yeah, we need to score some tickets for Saturday night.
Please?
Definitely.
So, anyway, Scott, thanks so much for joining
us. Great being here.
And
always great
chatting. We had a little more time, so we learned a little bit more. And by the way, Scott's beautiful wife, I'm not going to say what job she has, but let me say is that it's not an easy job what she does.
No, not at all.
And it's a very...
two brainiacs.
It's a very important job.
Yeah. Communication in any form is always important. Yeah. Just
thank
like you,
so
you
much.
All. The work you're doing is so important.
Thank you.
Well, we try.
We appreciate that.
It stays like this.
It's hard sometimes.
It makes up for a couple of days that we have.
And you just gave us great energy. I felt happy and moved And we want to come tomorrow night.
Okay, so you can get your tickets by going to the Cascade Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go today and get to the box office.
Or you can just drop by tomorrow night, probably.
Probably, you can do that, yeah.
Yeah, but be there by 6:30. And
unless you're finishing dinner, then just be at the concert.
And just be at the concert.
Right.
If you can't be there at 6:30, be there at 7:30.
Right.
How's that? Okay, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much. Hey, when we come back, it's House of Realty, and I told Cameron I'd expect him about 8:04.
Yeah, he slides in.
He comes slides in at 8:04.
Like Roadrunner.
Okay. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel's killing of Hamas's top leader is a dramatic turning point in the Israel-Hamas war. Yahya Sinwar was the mastermind of the group's brutal attack against Israel October 7th of last year. Reaction from Middle East analyst Nomi Baryakov.
Israel's prime goal, declared goal, and actual goal was to take out the leadership of Hamas and the military capabilities of Hamas. So 23 out of 24 battalions have been dismantled, and the vast majority of the senior commanders have been killed, assassinated.
President Biden, who met with European leaders in Germany today, said that Israel's killing of Sinwar proves that terrorists cannot escape justice, no matter how long it takes. Texas halted last night's planned execution of Robert Roberson. He was scheduled to be the first person executed in the U.S. over shaken baby syndrome, but several lawmakers said Roberson is innocent. Experts are recommending fundamental changes at the U.S. Secret Service following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump this summer. Former White House Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend says an independent review panel supports bringing in brand new leadership.
The idea here is to have fresh thinking, both about tactics and techniques, but also culture, because we believe that culture is a matter of leadership. And so they need a fresh start across the board, not just culture, but also tactics, technically, et cetera.
More than 5 million people signed up for Netflix over the past 3 months, but the rate of growth for the video streaming service has slowed dramatically. Even so, the company's revenue and profit rose at a fast pace. Wall Street, the Dow is off by 93 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
In New York last night, former President Trump headlined the annual Al Smith Charity Dinner that raises millions of dollars for Catholic charities. He criticized Vice President Harris for skipping the event, and he joked about the debates.
I know Kamala's word because she spends a lot of time complaining. I won't agree to another debate. But the truth is I've debated twice this year, once against Joe Biden and once against David Muir of ABC. That was amazing, 11 times. None for the other side. Do you think that's fair news? I don't think so. That's fake news.
The dinner has traditionally offered presidential candidates from both parties the chance to promote collegiality and trade some lighthearted jokes. King Charles III and Queen Camilla are visiting Sydney. It's the first Australian visit by a reigning monarch in more than a decade. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. There's been a big recall of certain fire pits.
Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits are being recalled after flames shooting out of them resulted in a handful of serious burn injuries. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Coulson-branded fire pits, which are designed to hold fires by burning liquid alcohol, pose a flame-jetting hazard. That could happen when a user is refilling the container and fire flashes back and propels the burning alcohol. So far, there have been 19 burn injuries. Most of the fire pits under recall were sold at major retailers like Amazon.com, Wayfair, Walmart, and Sharper Image. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow closed at another record high yesterday, but it's trading lower right now. The Dow off about 90 points, while the NASDAQ is ahead by 111. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio as we watch Cameron Middleton stumble into
yes.
tripping over the dog toys, but he's
used to it.
Now he's sitting, and he's
such a great dog.
He's got a baby.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Today, the 18th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. At the helm.
Happy Friday.
Our producer.
Controlling everything. So, what national or special day is it today, Christina?
So,
National Change the Color of My Hair Day.
That's every day.
Oh, okay.
But today is International Exercise Day.
Okay.
No, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not international, it's international, so it's really cool.
Yes, international Exercise Day. All right.
Okay, good. And that kind of goes along with this story I read about this cat named Crumbs out of Russia, who is supposed to be like 10 pounds, and he weighed 38 pounds. So this is like the world's fattest cat. So they put him into a cat spa. To try and have him lose weight, and they've got photos of him on a little treadmill. He's swimming. He's swimming in it. He's lost 10 pounds. He's on a diet. He looked like a sausage. You ever seen a sausage?
Oh.
It's just swollen out like that. Well, now he's down 10 pounds, and they're trying to get him back down to his fighting weight of 12 pounds. Probably have so much flesh on him that it'll just drag along the ground. But, you know, I think that it's a cute story.
International Exercise Day.
There
you don't really think of animals when you think about, you know, that. But if you do have animals, they will make you exercise, that's for sure. And by the way, today, when you're outside, we do have a red flag warning. And that will go into effect or has been in effect as of yesterday as well. Yeah. With winds that could be and gusts of winds up to 26 miles per hour. As well, this is happening tomorrow with our 85 temperature tomorrow and going to about 22 miles per hour and Saturday as well. Sunday looks like we're about 77. All right, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts always. Shasta Gas Propane, check them out at 365-3793. Now, on the phone with us, always on our Friday morning, is our one and only from Stifel Investments, our one and only first vice president, Susan Eastman. What is happening on Wall Street?
Susan.
Yes.
Susan, we just introduced you.
Okay, what's happening on Wall Street?
I didn't hear you.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a mixed market this morning with the Dow starting out in the red and the Nasdaq boosted today by Netflix positive earnings. Dow Jones is down 90 points at 43,148. The S&P 500 is positive 14 points at 5,856. The Nasdaq Composite is up 115 points at 18,488. Active stocks this morning by volume, NVIDIA up 69 cents, trading at 137.61. Tesla up 54 cents at 221.48 per share. NIO positive 16 cents at $5.31. And Apple up $2.35. Trading at $234.48. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.07%. Over to commodities, gold is up $23 an ounce at $2,717. Silver is priced at $32.50 per ounce, and crude oil trading at $68 a barrel. We should see gas prices go down. That's
sure.
The for now.
Sure.
This is Susan Eason, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank
you, know,
Susan.
If you would, you know, when we get the good news is that what the price of oil is, and then you get the news yesterday that the L.A. refinery, one of the largest refineries in California, is shutting down.
Oh, boy.
You know, you got to ask yourself, you know, is anybody talking to each other?
EV sales are down, electric fuels. Vehicle sales are down.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
I think people are realizing that EVs would, you know, for certain families, it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. But for most people, it's not, right now, at least. So we'll find out.
And gold seems to just keep everybody, you wonder why people are.
I'm going out and buying a metal detector, and I'm going to start just wandering through the hills of French gold.
Shut the dam. Okay, so Susan,
that gold hidden in the mountains. Thank you so much.
You bet, Susan. Have a great weekend.
Susan Eason, that's Stifel. That's STIFEL, Stifel Investments. And if you're looking for, okay, what am I going to do? I'm not happy with my 401, or I'm going to be coming at the end of the year, or where sometimes you may come into money or sell something, or you're trying to figure out what you're going to do in order to invest for your future. That's Susan Eason. We love her and we trust her, and we've had her in our circle for years. She's located at Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-244-7199.
Yeah, I mean, you want to find good investments, because obviously real estate isn't. Hi, Cameron.
Good morning.
Okay, now, before we start with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, we talked to Scott, and we have some tickets to give away to the concert tomorrow night, the symphony, which I
North State Symphony.
And Beethoven's 65 or 70 musicians on the stage.
Beethoven Fifth Symphony, and it's his 10th anniversary. This is
right.
The very same concert when he started as our maestro conductor.
So, give us a call, 530-605-4567. And we've got four tickets, and we'll give away two to the first and two to the second person calling us. But we're going to need your phone number. We're going to send that over to Scott, and they will ensure that you have the tickets waiting
at the Cascade Theater tomorrow night.
So if you want to go and join Linda and I and, you know, many other people for a great concert, give us a call, 605-4567. Okay. Cameron Middleton, House Realty.
Hi.
You know, I sent you the text.
How are you?
Did you see the text I sent you?
I did send it.
And what did it say?
8:04.
That's right. And you came in at 8:04:50.
My reply was 8:04.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
8:04.
So I didn't want to be ahead of schedule.
No, absolutely.
No, but, you know, there was that one time where the train came or something, and you were like a minute and a half late, but I watched you run by the fastest I've ever seen you move, and your hair was on fire, and your eyebrows were just plastered back against you.
I was running to the parking meter, but I thought that day was International Exercise Day. I had the wrong Friday result. So, simple mistake.
House of Realty, you pass it when you go down our brand-new Placer.
Placer.
You've been your family since 1965. You've had this, this premier real estate firm, third generation. You're the third generation. The third generation. So how many, agents do you have in House of Realty?
About 20. Two dozen.
All right.
Not counting Ted and Seth.
No, I count Ted and Seth.
Do you count
them? Absolutely. Absolutely. So about two dozen. So, some are more part-time, some more full-time. It varies. So, and in a market like that, you see that often with agents. Volume can vary depending upon agents. And
they say, what is it? 10% of the agents sell 90%?
It's the 80-20. I would say the 80-20 rule. You know, it's a similar rule.
Housing prices going down? Did I read that? Or are they holding steady? You know, if you look at reports, you'll see 1 week, oh, they're going down. And then I swear to goodness, the next week, up, they're going up, you know, the average house price.
And it's to be honest, it's a very, it's a difficult number to really pinpoint. Again, what oftentimes those numbers are being, they're being aggregated by looking at county tax records. So what is officially sold? What was that closed price? They also look at the median, which is the more appropriate rather than the mean average, right? Because if you have one that sells for, around here for a couple of, for $1 million plus, that could throw off the number. So you really look at that median number. What they don't look at is the rest of the contract. They don't see each and every contract to go, okay, we're there. Did the price go up? But then the seller had to give back even more than that price increase, perhaps, in order to be able to close the sale and get the sale to, you know, to get it to finality. But maybe there was a rate buy down. Maybe there were repairs that had to be done. So they may go ahead and it may sell for $400,000. But if it sells for $400,000, maybe they did $20,000 worth of repairs that you don't see. Well, that really makes it closer to $380,000.
Yeah.
So when you see, oh boy, it went up 3.3%. Oh, now they're down, you know, 1.9% this month. It's very hard to actually get that exact number, even with a median. It really depends on a lot of those other factors. So, again, I would say, you know, relatively speaking, we're holding steady. There were some slight declines, you know, in the area, but really going from, you know, quarter two to quarter three, you know, saw a small increase. Right now in the Reading area, according to our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals, we're really looking at about $250 a foot is the average price per square foot within the Reading area. 96001, 02, and 03 zip
codes. How much per square foot?
About $250 a foot.
Oh. Jeez, gosh, that's gone up.
It is up a bit. But, I mean, again, when you really look at it over the last, you know, we've been as high as $280 a foot for that average. And really, we've been above, I would say, $230 a foot at least going back to 2021.
Okay. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024, and let's hope 2025, because they are the best. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, been there for 30 years. Great selection of jewelry. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter in Reading, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. They really are a full-service jewelry store. It's the only place I shop for Linda, and she has never been disappointed. I mean, she's really nice when I give her things. It's kind of like, you know, the five-year-old that brings him in the painting, that, you know, of his hand and that kind of stuff.
Those are cheaper,
at times. But, no, Four Winds Jewelry. Hardly recommend these people. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Cameron Middleton and House of Realty.
So it.
The sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage cuckoo moth. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the street.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates her raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
And good morning on this Friday. Yes! Ghostbusters! Here we go. Boom, boom, boom. Here we go.
Who you gonna call?
All right, you know how cool.
That could be, you know, that could be part of the symphony. And then when they're playing it, and then all of the audience. Well, the audience could do it, or it could be the musicians.
They'll stand up.
They could all go stand up and go, Ghostbusters.
Why not?
I mean,
well, Beethoven's Fifth. I mean, which is a great, great piece.
Dun, 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 dun.
But, you know, Beethoven was really featured in primarily only, you know, in one real Christmas movie. That, of course,
it was about St. Bernard's.
Actually, it was Die Hard.
Oh, Die Hard, that's right.
The theme in Die Hard is based off Beethoven.
Oh, you gotta watch that again.
And the composer really was, that did the person who did the music for it, really fought with the director and said, I really don't want to do that to Beethoven.
Oh.
But he made him do it.
Well, you know, with that movie, a lot of people, Carl, when they talk about Christmas movies, we get close to the season, and some people go, what do you mean? Die Hard, but it takes place during Christmas, so it's technically.
And Bruce Willis, when they asked him when he was able, he said, it's not a Christmas movie. But people think it is because it happened at Christmas.
It did.
And it's, you know, in fact, he kills 432 people.
With a ho, ho, ho on the sweatshirt.
With a ho, ho, ho.
So cute.
That's right. Okay, we're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, and we're talking about the average price here is like $250 a square foot.
Yes, in the Reading area.
In the Reading area. Now, how many are in the MLS?
I need to check the number this morning, but we're in the 700s.
So it's gone up some.
It has gone up some. And the rates have been actually very, very steady. So rates have stayed over the last couple of weeks right at that 6.6, 6.7 level. And a lot of people are a bit frustrated. They're going, okay, wait a minute here. You know, the Federal Reserve lowered rates, not just a quarter point, but a half point. Shouldn't that really be driving rates down? And they don't necessarily move in sync. The federal funds rate along with mortgage rates. Now, of course, the mortgages we've explained before, they are then packaged, sold as a security on the open market. That's what helps drive rates, and it's closer aligned to the 10-year treasury than it is the federal funds rate. So what's happened as a result of that is that these guys knew well in advance. Everybody's known, okay, the Federal Reserve is going to lower that rate. So that's been anticipated with mortgage rates now for some time. So what you really see, you've seen you saw a little bit of a drop in the rates, but I think until we really get under six, that's when you're going to start to see a greater increase in demand, you know, rate-driven increase in demand. So right now, demand's remained fairly steady. You know, inventory's gone up a little bit. Basically, a lot of those people that were saying, well, gosh, I don't want to have to wait, or I don't want to sell my house at a 2.5% or a 3% rate and get into a 6% or a 7% rate. Well, over time, people have to move. Stuff happens. They get a new job. You know, somebody passes. They get a divorce. They need to downsize. Things occur. People are now going, well, we've waited long enough. These kind of seem to be staying in the same general, you know, vicinity, between 6 and 7. You know what? Maybe it's time. We just need to go ahead and do this anyway. So we've seen some more houses hit the market. And as a result, you've seen some more people in the market. But I would still say it, at least here, it's a fairly balanced market. The other thing, too, is with rates in the sixes, you're still seeing, and this is locally and nationwide, very few housing starts. So new construction is still at a standstill. It's still at a very, very low pace. In fact, there was a expert on CNBC this morning kind of going over the same thing, saying what we're really seeing nationwide is we're not going to see a lot of multifamily starts and a lot of single-family construction starts until we get those back down into the fives for right now. And that's really a nationwide phenomenon.
Even though the interest rates were dropped, it takes a while for that to happen. But it's still, would you say, at
6.6, 6.7?
For a mortgage. Now, how would you, if you have a mortgage, it's a VA, you know, and you have a 2.5. That can be a selling point for a house because they can assume that loan.
In some cases, yes, they can.
They can. But it's not as easy as it sounds.
Not as easy as it sounds, but it is possible.
Okay.
And again, those are some of the advantages that you can have. That's where you're going to start to see some of that turnover in the houses.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see some of that. And again, there are sales being made. I mean, volume is still out there. We still have sales. There are people that need to sell, people that need to buy. Working with a buyer right now, moving up from the Napa area.
Yeah.
And she can work remotely, wants to move up here. Now, taking her time, saying, hey, we're going to look probably at the beginning of the year. Same thing. Have a couple of sellers here in the, you know, over in the Lake Redding area. Young couple, because of health reasons and job reasons. You know, they moved here a couple of years ago and are saying, boy, now we need to move somewhere else due to those factors.
Okay.
And are looking at what they need to sell it for. So we really do see, people have to move for all kinds of reasons. And so it is out there. But again, like I say, I think a lot of it now is the negotiations are a little bit more substantial than they used to be. And now, of course, because of what the changes we've had in commissions and especially buyer agent commissions, that's now added another factor into the fold, into the negotiations that again, it's one of those things that can affect what the purchase price looks like. So it may not necessarily change the bottom line, but it may change that if the buyer is asking the seller to pay the buyer's agent commission, which is common now. That's one of the main things they're doing, which is the way it always was before. They, by doing that, they may say, hey, okay, we're going to pay the buyer's agent 2.5%, but increase the price 2.5%, and they'll take it out of the loan. So there are various ways that, that can
that's
be done.
Confused a lot of people, yeah, where now the buyer has to pay part of the realtor's fee. I mean, and before it's always been, you always figured that the seller pays the realtor. Of course, you know, they're getting the money from the buyer, but now they're saying is the buyer has to pay half. Is that right?
Not necessarily. So it, again, it, the way it generally worked before, and again, commissions have always been negotiable.
Okay.
Never set in stone. And really the Justice Department was the main one that came in, U.S. DOJ that came in and said, okay, we believe that buyers may be paying too, that there may be too much on the buyer's agent's commission. So when it says on the sheet, that's a 2.5 or that's a 3% commission, and that's how much it is. Well, that needs to be negotiated. Okay, fine. So now the way it works is, and keep in mind, all of the money that goes into an escrow, right, is coming from the buyer.
Right.
The buyer's bringing the money, whether it's through a loan or it's through their own personal funds. Either way, that money all goes into escrow from the buyer. Almost, less than 1% of the time, does the seller put some of their own money into the escrow account. Doesn't happen. So with the buyer putting all that money in, and they're saying, okay, now out of those proceeds that the seller would get, then you start having various expenses. And you get some sellers now that are saying, well, I don't want to pay the buyer's agent's commission. Okay, fine. How, then they're going to go ahead and they're going to reduce their price that, that they offer by 2.5 to 3%. And we had a, there was a meeting, earlier in the week with our, general counsel of the California Association of Realtors. And he said the idea was the Department of Justice thought that, that buyers' agents' commissions would drop. They have stayed exactly the same. In some cases, in some areas statewide, they have gone up a little bit due to this change. So it actually had
this
the reverse effect,
yeah,
that
crazy.
The DOJ anticipated.
You know, the law of unintended consequences, which we seem to be doing so well with here in California. Well, I should say in the nation.
California's the master.
We're the leader in that.
The leader.
Got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you remember that. This is where I get my haircut, and the only place I've ever gotten my haircut. It is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It got barber chairs in there. They shave around your neck. They shave around your ears, I mean, after the haircut. It is just a great haircut place. It was founded, Cypress Square Barbershop, in 1960, and they've been in the same place since 1965. So don't tell me you can't find it. It's there. If you want to make an appointment for your haircut, you give them a call at 530-244-9478. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with House of Realty and Cameron Middleton.
Hey, just an electrician finishing up a late night repair at this firehouse. Oh. Most of the firefighters are asleep, but if there's a call, at least three of them will be on each truck in minutes. Yeah, I guess the law says three on board or they can't enter a burning building until other trucks arrive. Isn't that a matter of life or death? And I'm told we had that problem in Reading until full-time councilman Mark Bizzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and also to buy land for our ninth fire station to better service all. He even led the way to rebuild the Reading Police Department, and now we've got the most sworn personnel in its history. Yeah, full-time councilmen can make a huge difference. Just this year, he got a Cal City's presidential appointment to the statewide Public Safety Committee. So come on, re-elect Mark Mazzano to the Reading City Council. You know, like the girl on the radio sings.
Go with Mazzano.
Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes city council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for city council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our city council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for city council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's pumpkin time, and I'm back with a pumpkin rhyme. So get up, don't make me ask you twice. Move your body to the pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And we've had enough pumpkin spice. You know, this is one of the things that's been foisted on mankind is pumpkin spice. It's like pumpkin spice is in everything.
Everything.
I mean, it's in your deodorant. It's in chapstick. It's, you know, in your hairspray. I mean, pumpkin spice. I mean, why would you want to smell like pumpkin spice?
I have pumpkin spice in every room of my house.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot and Cameron Middleton of House Realty is our guest. And let's go to the phones. Nick, thanks for waiting,
Cameron,
Nick.
I'm Skillet. What's shaking, buddy?
Hey, Nick, I'm doing well. How about you, pal?
Things are good with me. Hey, I've bought a couple houses where the owner carried the payments on it, the mortgage. Are you seeing any of those anymore? And it seems like that might be a selling point. At the high interest rates, heck, he could drop it down to 5 and probably sell. I wonder about your thoughts on that. And I've got another heavy thought after you get done with that, if you're interested.
Yes, so we are seeing some of that. And where we're also seeing it, too, is on things that aren't exactly your conventional single-family house. We're seeing it on land. We're seeing it on certain commercial properties. So, but we are seeing it on some residential where if they're in a position to do that, it's not necessarily their primary home, that from the seller's standpoint, yeah, some of them are very willing to do that because they can do it on good terms.
Yeah, you give them a hefty down payment.
Yeah.
And, you know, they could drop the interest rate to 5, like Nick said, and then have a steady income.
Because it can really make the deal go through, and in the end, too, with the seller, especially if it's not their primary residence, it can help them from a tax perspective. So rather than taking that huge capital gain all at once, if they're not going to roll it into something else, they're not going to be hit with that huge gain if they do it that way. So my old boss at, when I was working with Susan Eastman at Wells Fargo Advisors years ago, he would tell me once a week, we don't give tax advice, so I want to be very careful about that. But yes, there are some real advantages for both buyer and seller for doing seller financing.
Okay.
You're absolutely right, Nick.
Now, what's your weighty question?
Oh, well, this isn't a question. This is a thought. Did you listen to my show Sunday, Cameron?
I missed it on Sunday. I was with my first grader.
Level.
That would be my priority, too. I played some clips from a guy that is a Forest Service guy, and he spilled the beans about them managing fires instead of fighting them. And the Shoe Fire is a perfect example because he talked about that. But he talked about the Hearst Fire and how they managed it in a block instead of trying to put it out. They wanted to burn the whole thing. And in his opinion, he would like to see the Forest Service buy all of SPI's property between the Pitt River and the McLeod River in the watershed up behind there and burn the whole thing. It's clips on my show.
Okay, Nick, now, thanks. But what's this got to do with what we're talking about, though?
This has to do with the inflation of insurance. So if they're managing these fires and burning everything, the insurance rates have gone up. And it seems to me that a sharp person could file a suit against the Forest Service to pay your insurance rates or damages.
Okay.
So you might want to talk about that.
Thanks, Nick.
At least go back and listen to my show for the first half hour.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
And I'll do that, Nick. That's actually a good point. And speaking of my first grader on Sunday, the smoke was really a factor. And in fact, he had a soccer game on Saturday. He and I were out playing some soccer on Sunday. He does more of the playing, really, than I do at this point. And we're worried about his game. His practice this Tuesday was canceled due to smoke. And we're worried about his last soccer game on Saturday due to the smoke from that fire. So it is a quality of life issue that people are wanting to look at.
You don't even want to ride your horse up there when, you know, if it's really smoky because they suck it in too.
I think yesterday it was pretty funny. My wife and I got the alerts on our phone at the same time. Said, smoke advisory, air quality advisory. It's potential that the air quality index today could reach 187. She works for the district attorney's office. I looked right at her. I said, well, that's the penal code section for murder. It's 187. So, and really, when you got air quality up in the 180s, 190s, we've been approaching 200.
It's unusual, and then we got the wind coming in, and then they've only got it 8% contained of yesterday, and it's just continuing.
Yeah, so, and it is. It's that area up between Pitt and McLeod.
It kind of leads to what Nick and what we've always talked about is how your dad came in here that day and said they had people come up here from Southern California, paid cash for their house, thinking, okay, we got to pay our property taxes and this, but then got hit with a $1,000 electric bill and an $800 a month insurance.
Yeah.
And so they've got 18, and it, that 1,000 can go up because, as we know, PG&E can just raise their rates at will. And I understand why. They have a horrible business plan, you know, that every time a new solar property goes up, it costs them money, but they have to keep the infrastructure. I understand that. But still, to come up here and pay cash for a house and then have almost a $2,000 a month payment.
Yeah.
Not counting anything else.
Anything else. You're still looking at multiple four figures.
Yeah.
Not talking your other maintenance and other things, yeah. But to just have that happen. And, you know, the insurance is such a factor. I think to a certain degree it has, I wouldn't say plateaued in terms of rates, and availability to get the insurance. It just means it's not getting any better. And we don't really anticipate it getting any better. And again, I think that's people are starting to look at that reality of the housing market, right? Rates aren't going to drop drastically back under 3. Insurance rates aren't going to be cut back in half the way they used to. We're not going to start to see that. What it's going to cost to own a home is what it's going to cost to own a home right now.
Well, you know, the one thing that they did say, and I would love to see this, is if you've taken actions to harden your house, you've cut away, you know, you've got flat ground, you've got a lot of defensible area. I mean, I'm just looking at this one house Linda showed me, and it looked like all defensible area, trees, but spread out, nothing touching your house, that should make a difference.
It should.
And I think under these new rules that are coming out with, that they've got to look at the house to see if, you know, if you've done something. You're surrounded by mesquite,
right?
And that's right up next to the house.
Yeah, and that's often the case. It's fences, you know. Yeah. And you have that side fence that attaches from your side.
Oh,
fence
what we would have to do
goes right to and attaches to the house.
Is we have one fence, a gate essentially, that we'd just have to take that down, make it a metal gate, and then we'd be okay because nothing would be touching the house.
I remember one of our recently passed fire marshals here in the city called them fuses. He said, you have that fence.
Wooden deck that people have that goes right to their house.
Yeah.
Now you got to find ways of making, you know, a separation there if you want to try and get a
wood piles, same wood type of thing.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's huge. We're Cameron Middleton. We're talking insurance. Nick said is that the Forest Service guy says people should sue the Forest Service for not fighting fires correctly. You know, good luck with that. But not
it's possible.
You know, anything's possible.
He has an opinion.
That's it. We're with Cameron Middleton, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Redding. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Owners
Renters, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Good morning and welcome back to this Friday edition of KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Another grueling 10-hour week.
We've had, tonight we're going to go to Boots and Bling. That's an event, and I
fundraiser for the law enforcement. So,
okay.
Yep.
That's going to be fun. Is that Wind River?
Wind River.
Wind River.
And we're
okay.
going to be there with Senator and Marianne Johannesson and a bunch of other people.
That's great. And then tomorrow night we are going to go to the symphony. And Janice, I'm going to call you after the show. You've won the 4 tickets. We got to send that to Scott, so Scott will put your name at will call when you go and get your tickets. And by the way, we are under a red flag warning. Wanted you to know that with our temperatures around 75. Gusts of wind,
it's
perhaps
wind.
Up to 26 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Maybe calming down to 21 overnight. But also, again, this goes into effect tomorrow with our temperatures around 85. It's going to be warm with gusts up to 22 miles per hour. So just be aware of that red flag warning.
PG&E is sending out warnings right now that they're turning off, and you know, they may be turning off your electricity. So be prepared for that. If you're up in the Whiskeytown area, they're sending it up there. I'm sure it's in other areas too.
Yeah, so. My son goes to grad school. He's probably, in the last 2 years, he's missed far more days of school due to PG&E power safety shutoffs than any other reason. The snow days we had, everything else. I mean, it really does affect when it shuts down the schools and everything. And I know the wind yesterday took out pretty much my entire front yard Halloween display.
Uh-oh.
As well. So it's 22 miles
an hour. Don't worry. We'll come over tonight and toilet paper your house.
That will actually add to the effect, probably. It needs a little something else.
We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. Okay, we've got like 7 minutes left in the segment, 6 minutes. People wanting to list their house, you're seeing, you know, it's just gotten harder to sell. I mean, people are wanting now at least to just snap it up, give you over what you asked, take it as is. Now people are really looking at it close.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about this for a couple months.
Which is why it's important to keep, to do those improvements. Check your house out in advance. Prior to listing that house, get the inspections done. We're even doing it a lot on commercial properties. Same thing. Go ahead. Get the inspections. You don't want surprises. Especially if you're trying to sell your house and buy another one and do it rather concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
Try and do those things together. You don't want surprises that are going to turn the house upside down. Now, you've got some buyers that want you to darn near rebuild the house. And in some cases, as a seller, you have to put your foot down and say, nope, sorry, we're only going to do X amount. But if you've got, say, a Section 1 pest clearance, which means, you know, you've gone and had all the wood checked out on the house. People always go, well, okay, we've got a termite inspector. Wait a minute, my house should be fine. We don't have termites. I would say probably less than 20% of the time are termites found in that inspection.
Uh-huh.
We call them the pest inspector, termite inspector. The full term is wood-destroying pests and organisms, which the vast majority of the time when they find something, it's dry rot. Right, it's fungus, it's dry rot, but their job is to look at all the wood on the house.
Mm-hmm.
Any wood and things that are, and you have your Section 1 clearance, which means actual damage to the wood, and what does that cost to get that repaired? The other one's Section 2. Section 2, when it comes to that, is preventative. Right? Hey, you've got a leak here in your gutter that's going down that's going to eventually cause damage. You've got wood debris. You've got a raised foundation. You have wood debris underneath your house that can attract termites. So you really want to look at those types of things. Get the home inspection done. Another one too, and I recently talked with a potential seller about this, was septic. And there are still some houses in the city of Reading that are not on sewer. So a lot of times people think, oh, gosh, it's in the city. It must be on city sewer. Not necessarily. There are areas of this within city limits. Everything in city limits is on REU. You can't be on PG&E.
Yeah.
You have to be on REU but for electric. But not every house in the city is on sewer. There are a lot of them that are still on septic. You want to get that checked out.
Some of them have wells.
Yes, there are, absolutely.
Okay.
Especially kind of the southeast portion of town down mm-hmm. near Wooden Acres, Alta Mesa area, maybe some on the west side of town mm-hmm. still have wells. Some of them have been attached, have had water service even hooked up. They keep the well as a backup.
Okay.
So you have it can vary, but you want to get those things checked out, get it all done in advance. That way you know before you go in what you're going to be looking at. And then when you have a buyer that says, hey, wait a minute, and the buyer should still do their own inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the seller says, hey, we did all our pre-inspections, they are required and obligated by law. The seller is required to hand those inspections and those reports over to the buyer. Have to do it. Have to disclose that. But as a buyer, you still want to do your full due diligence and check out the house yourself. That way you've got two.
I really want to thank Cameron Middleton because when he comes in, he shows Linda houses that are available. And now Linda's looking at a house, and that she wants to, have Cameron set up a time that we go out and look at.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that, Cameron.
Now would be the time for you, I think, Carl, to make a trip to Four Winds Jewelers and probably take a look. You mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I am.
About,
I'm going to, for this house, I'm going to take all of her jewelry down to Four Winds Jewelry and sell it back to them for the, you know, to get a third of the down payment.
Well, you know, I'm still amazed that you can go in and get a nice house on 5 acres. Okay, now, yes, the price has really gone up because that was always her dream when we met. We only have a few minutes left. When we met and we talked, we always wanted to have a 5 to 10 acre little ranchette. And then, of course, when we met, that the real estate
2008
just
totally crashed.
Totally crashed, and so we couldn't do it. And we're always, we still look. You know, I know we're getting older, and maybe it's too much, but you know, if it's kind of, if it takes care of itself, and it's this one doesn't look like there's a lot of huge upkeep. You know, like sometimes you feel like, oh my God, that's too much upkeep. But anyway, thank you so much, and we appreciate all that you do, Cameron. How much
for
you put into the community. Yes.
Well, thanks, and yeah, unfortunately, Dad couldn't be here today. It is his birthday tomorrow.
Okay,
oh,
happy
my gosh.
Birthday, there.
I'm not allowed to say how many years. I mean, yes, Christmas okay. is right around the corner.
Right?
I'm not
yes.
stupid.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and one of the ways I'm going to thank you for introducing Linda to new houses is I'm buying a huge bag of Snickers to give to your son, and I'm going to teach him how Red Bull really is good for him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to give him a mini,
for you today.
Mini Red Bulls and just little ones so it'll fit his little hand.
Oh, good. No, he's just learning how to open them, too.
And I'll teach him how to chug those things down with one gulp and then I'll just stand back and watch.
Perfect. Have them swinging from the ceiling fans at 10 o'clock at night.
Everybody, have a great weekend. There is fire, you know, there's weather watches out there with gust of wind.
Red flag warning.
The shoe fire is still going on. If you can join us at the Cascade tomorrow night for the concert, please do that.
I think you're really going to enjoy the North State Symphony.
You're really going to enjoy it. Everybody have a great weekend and God bless America.
Medical center.